Therefore, to make an impact in these fields, it is usually necessary to become a respected insider. This is always a challenge for star people. Fortunately, besides being rebellious and innovative, most star people are also determined to accomplish their goals, and many do succeed. The future will see far more star people in science and medicine. The more open these fields become to new ideas, the more they will be flooded by star people. Meanwhile, a few pioneering star people are breaking ground for others to follow. These groundbreakers are especially resilient souls who have chosen this challenge knowing the difficulty but feeling confident that they are up to it. Many have performed this same service on other planets and have become expert groundbreakers through experience. They traveled the universe acting as catalysts for change, a role they find most rewarding. They leave what comes next to others who are more skilled at implementing change once it has been initiated. Besides being courageous, these groundbreakers are intelligent. Because these fields require a high level of intelligence, these star people must be smart. Most are considered geniuses by your standards, but this level of intelligence is really quite ordinary for a star person. It does, however, require a special aptitude and training in the sciences. In serving Earth now, some of these star people are balancing karma they created here or elsewhere by misusing their intellect or scientific knowledge. We should mention that there are also negative star people in the sciences who put their intelligence to use without regard for the consequences to humanity. They are responding to a drive to serve themselves and may also be being influenced by negative extraterrestrials who use them to promote their goals. Science has always attracted negatively oriented individuals. One of the characteristics of the advanced service to self is a high intelligence but without the spiritual and emotional development to balance it. These individuals have caused damage to civilizations throughout the universe. Eventually they will make amends for this damage once they choose the path of service. Thus, some of the positive star people working in the sciences today were once negative and are now repaying their debt. Star people as healers, psychics, and telepaths. There are more star people acting as healers, psychics, and telepaths than in any other profession. This is because the need for healing is so great and because psychics and telepaths provide extraterrestrials with direct access to people on Earth. Except for rare direct encounters, psychics and telepaths are our only means of communication with people on Earth. We use them more often than encounters to communicate with you because this method is less shocking and reaches more people. Besides, most of the direct encounters are either repressed or not believed. Dreams are the next most common way that extraterrestrials communicate with you. This happens nightly, so whether you are aware of it or not, you are undoubtedly receiving communication of some sort from extraterrestrials. The type of and source of communication depends on your interests, your life task, your level of consciousness, and your orientation. Star people often receive training in their dream state to help them carry out their life task. For example, many healers receive training in healing techniques while they sleep. Some are already master healers. But all healers need help in regaining their innate knowledge and putting it into form in third density. It is one thing to have used these techniques in fourth density and another to apply them to third density. Some healers receive training directly through telepathy or other psychic means. Some even act as mediums for disembodied healers who work through them. Many healers practice their healing arts in other dimensions while their bodies lay sleeping. Many of the advances in healing are coming through telepaths and psychics. They not only bring through information about healing and new techniques, but provide diagnostic and treatment information, just as Edgar Cayce did decades ago to the marvel of many. Some star people who are mediums are channeling mudras, special hand positions, and other body positions that assist in energy clearing for themselves and others. Many of the body therapies and means for clearing the body were introduced by star people who have a special affinity to the body and who share with others the knowledge that is given to them through their own bodies. Star people are also involved in toning and other uses of sound in healing. This technology is well developed on many other third and fourth density planets. Those introducing it on Earth use sound technology not only in healing, but also in building, construction and even travel. This field will grow enormously in the next 25 years. Many cultures throughout the universe have discovered the benefits of using color to balance the aura and therefore promote healing. This, too, is a field that will flourish in the next few decades, as more and more star people unravel the mysteries of the human energy field, or aura. Understanding the aura is the next step in unlocking the secrets of health, and many star people are already involved in this great discovery process. As in other fields, star people who are already in the health fields are questioning traditional practices and inventing new ones. Many are working to increase your understanding of death and the afterlife and to bring spirituality into your hospitals, especially to the bedsides of dying patients. The crisis of death provides an opportunity for both the dying and those left behind to experience their connection to spirit. Star people help people die more consciously and help their loved ones accept death as a part of life. One approach to this is publishing accounts of near-death experiences. A near-death experience is almost always based on a pre-life agreement, thus the opportunity to return to life is rarely passed by. Many star people and others have volunteered to have these experiences to awaken others to the spiritual realm and in the process awaken their own natural abilities. A near-death experience often endows the person with remarkable healing ability and psychic powers. Star people are more evolved than the ordinary human, and an awakened star person is a natural healer. Because they are like the ordinary human, a TMS future self, they have abilities that all of humanity will have and take for granted in the future. Healing by touch is one of these abilities, which Jesus Christ and other masters demonstrated. Someday, everyone will have this ability. In the meantime, the ability to heal will awaken in more and more star people. Telepathy and other psychic abilities are also natural to star people. However, not all star people are telepathic or psychic, though most can access information from other realms more easily than the ordinary person. For some, receiving psychic information would interfere with their chosen life task. Some need to appear more mainstream and may choose to keep their psychic abilities closed down, except on occasion or when helpful to their work. In these cases, you can be sure they are receiving guidance and information in both the dream state and intuitively to help them with their task. Star people often choose to limit their psychic abilities so as not to appear too different. If they allowed all their abilities to be expressed, they would have a difficult time fitting into society. They might even end up in mental institutions, which some do anyway. Your world is not very accepting of those who can perform miracles. But what you call a miracle today will be commonplace in the future. It is difficult to convince you of that, though. Until science begins to explain these miracles, those with special gifts will continue to be misunderstood and even persecuted. Therefore, star people are wise to keep a low profile. They need to understand that change happens slowly and take steps to ensure that their psychic unfolding does not disrupt their mission. Of course, there is a place for the demonstration of miracles as proof that science does not yet have all the answers, and some star people are here to point this out. Chapter 4, Your Changing World. Change is accelerating, for a number of reasons, including computers and other technology as well as the change in vibration. The planeta TMS rise in vibration is causing a similar rise in vibration of people TMS energy fields, or auras. As the vibration of the aura is raised, blocks in the aura are released. In this way, the planeta TMS heightened vibration catalyzes your growth. It stirs people TMS issues up in the process of healing them. Blocks are energy structures that are stuck in the human energy field, or aura. They stem from events earlier in this or other lifetimes and hold the energy associated with some type of trauma. For example, a rape victim may fear the dark for the rest of her life, or someone who died of starvation in another lifetime may feel she can never get enough food. Blocks also may reflect negative beliefs held over time, which continue to reinforce themselves. For example, someone who believes that there is never enough will see a lack and not abundance, and his experience will be in line with that. Prior to release, these blocks may be amplified and cause problems or crises in a persona TMS life. As part of the process of healing these psychic wounds, many things can happen. People may consult psychotherapists and other healers to help them with emotional problems related to these wounds. Or if these emotional problems manifest physically, they may seek help from physicians or other healthcare practitioners. More negatively, some may lash out irrationally, acting out their pain as their emotional wound is revealed. They may precipitate crises in their lives through violent or hurtful acts against themselves or others. Others collapse for a while and let others take care of them in hospitals or institutions. After the wound has been faced and steps have been taken toward healing it, people often rearrange their lives to accommodate their new attitudes and sense of self. Thus, change happens first in the form of a healing crisis and then in some form of rebirth. As more and more people experience such dramatic growth, they activate and facilitate these types of changes in others, especially in their loved ones. As more tools become increasingly available for growth and healing, and as turning to these tools becomes increasingly acceptable, more people are taking advantage of them. The pain in the world is great. The pain in individual lives is great. More than ever, people are aware of their pain and want to do something about it. The climate is finally conducive to healing, growth, and change, so change is happening. Those who resist growth and change in these times will suffer more than they need to. Fortunately, there are many excellent models of people who have successfully overcome crises. Christopher Reeve is a good example. Many of those in crisis, such as many AIDS patients, are star people or highly developed souls who chose this challenge not so much for their own growth but to model positive coping skills for others. Of course, serving in this way also accelerates their own evolution, but those around them also learn and grow. Some people thrive on change, while others resist it. This difference is due in part to beliefs and in part to differences in personality and soul age. Your beliefs will be essential in helping you through these times. Great strides can be made in spiritual development now. By spiritual development, we mean awareness of oneself as a spiritual being, which includes being aware of all as spirit and having a relationship with spirit. That is what is missing in your world today, particularly in Western culture. What a different world this will be when people are more aware of their spiritual selves. Crises have a way of putting people in touch with their spiritual selves like nothing else. Crises are not necessary, of course, to develop spiritually, but many unconsciously create a crisis to catalyze themselves. Older souls are less likely to need a crisis to stimulate this kind of growth, but many star people nevertheless unconsciously choose this route as a way to wake up. The whole world is waking up. It has to. You have reached a point where you cannot continue destroying your planet. Your unconsciousness is ruining your chances for survival, therefore, you must become conscious. This means taking responsibility for your actions, being aware of how they affect the planet and those around you, and making a conscious choice about whether to keep doing that. Until now, it has been easy to be unconscious because Earth's TMS resources have been abundant enough that you could ignore the consequences of your actions. But now you are faced with polluted water and air, lifeless food, diminishing rainforests, the growing hole in the ozone layer. A week could go on. You are on the brink of planetary ecological disaster, yet some of you still do not see that change is necessary. The realization of this crisis will make it necessary for you to change your lifestyle and many of your social structures. For example, when you don't TMT have enough clean water, you can't TMT wash your clothes, water your lawns, or fill your swimming pools. That is one level of crises, are certainly an inconvenience for you, but nothing compared to dying of thirst or disease from unhygienic conditions, which is already happening in many places around the world. Disease and death from a lack of clean water are not something Americans have seen or even expect to see in their lifetimes. But when people all over the world are already suffering this crisis, why are you so confident? How much longer do you think it will be before you are affected? There are certain things that your technology cannot create or even fix, and the lack of water is one of them. For you to face this crisis in the future, you will need help. Fortunately, you will receive some help from us in solving your problems, but that is no reason to do nothing about them now. The lack of clean water is only one problem your world will face if you don't attempt to make some changes now. There are many others. Our intent is not to frighten you, but to help you open your eyes and see that change is inevitable. The changes will be easy to make if you take action now. At this point, it is not even a question of whether you will face gradual change or less gradual change, but whether you will face rapid change or drastic change. That is your choice. Will you voluntarily initiate change now as fast as you can, or will you be forced to change by crisis? Regaining order and instigating change is much harder once chaos sets in. It is better to institute changes while you still have institutions. Again, we are not trying to frighten you, but some of you are in a TMT afraid enough. You should be afraid of losing your water. You should be afraid of losing your air. You should be afraid of losing your soil. Fear helps you survive, but your technology has lulled you into a false sense of security about the environment. In your arrogance, you think any problem can be solved. Perhaps it can, but can it be solved in time? Famine, pestilence, and disease. More people are dying from famine, pestilence, and disease than ever before. You may say, but there are more people than ever before, so of course this is true. And you would be right. Is it right, however, that this happens in a world that can prevent these deaths? Why is this all right? Why are in a TMT those of you who can do something about it doing something? To us, these questions are obvious. We would not allow such suffering on our worlds because we take to heart the concept of being a brother at EMS keeper. You, as yet, do not see yourselves as being responsible for all human beings, only those of your family or your community, or possibly your nation. You are not yet thinking globally. That is the big jump you will make soon because you will have to. Because you do not think globally, people die and valuable human resources are lost. What if Einstein had been born in Africa instead of the West? Is it so inconceivable that a genius, perhaps even a savior, could come from a third world country? It has happened in the past. Is an American, an English, a German, or a Japanese life more valuable than a Somalian life? Are you willing to make that judgment? You make it every day by not taking care of the world at EMS poor and suffering. You choose your swimming pools and BMWs over lives. Their suffering is real, their deaths are real. This is not a movie that has a happy ending. It is happening in your world, yet you pretend it's our TMS not happening. This would be incomprehensible to us if we had not TMT done the same thing earlier in our evolution. That this is happening on your planet without your doing anything about it reflects the level of your evolution. We are going to help you get over this. We have lots to teach you. We will show you how valuable each part is to the whole, and what the world could be like if you shared your planet TMS resources. We can show you this in movie form, a format that so appeals to you. We can show you pictures of probable future realities, both positive and negative. We will show you what your world would be like, given certain choices, to show you that your future is up to you. You determine it with your choices. Right now your choices are leading you deeper into destruction, disease, pain, and suffering. You can change this by changing some of your beliefs, beginning with the belief that you don't yet need to take care of those who suffer in your world. Weren't me right, you don't yet need to. It is your choice. That choice, however, can lead to your own downfall because not only does it slow your spiritual growth, but more importantly, it perpetuates a world full of suffering. You perpetuate suffering by not attending to it. The only way the world can be at peace, which is our goal for your world, and it should be yours, is if its resources are shared equitably and if you begin to live like one world rather than separate nations of a tall order, we know, but this is the kind of change that must and will come about on your world. This is the kind of change we are here to facilitate. The famine, pestilence, and disease in the world today are symptoms of your own spiritual disease. These problems demand action, but this means opening your heart. Doing that would require a leap in your spiritual growth. Well, the planet is ready for that. It needs that. Famine, pestilence, and disease are the manifestation of your own selfishness, hatred, and prejudice, which you must overcome before your world is free of such suffering. It is hard to look at these things, and it will not get any easier until a shift happens within you. Until that shift, you will not be able to face those who suffer. After the shift, you will recognize yourself in them and reach out your hand in compassion. Climate changes. The world at EMS climate is changing. There are a number of reasons for this, but many are man-made. The environmental impact you have on the planet aggravates many natural changes that simply reflect the planet at EMS own evolution to higher consciousness. It is not unusual for a planet at EMS climate to change. What is unusual is for it to change drastically and suddenly. Usually, a certain homeostasis exists in which minor adjustments maintain an overall balance. Most climatic change is gradual. Sudden changes, such as ice ages, annihilate whole populations of living creatures. Human beings can withstand a relatively narrow range of temperature. Raising or lowering the average temperature even a few degrees can have an enormous impact on the human population, not to mention other creatures. It is clear that Earth at EMS climate is changing, yet it is very difficult to predict, even for us. We are studying your climate as we seek a better understanding of your planet so that we can help you. It is clear that some places will become too hot to inhabit and others will become much colder. Where these places will be is uncertain, but you will see more extremes in climate and weather, more hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and droughts. Where they will occur, again, is not clear, but they will be worldwide. There is no doubt that hurricanes and the like will increase, they are on the increase even now. What their effects will be remains to be seen. The wheels have already been set in motion. And you can only do so much about the weather now. What you can do is be prepared and learn to share your resources with those who are hit by tragedy. You could be next. You will discover the wisdom and blessing in a doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. A crisis can bring not only a nation, but a world together. Crises open people EMS hearts. They develop compassion. They bring people together. Geological changes. Earth is experiencing growing pains that result in increased volcanic and earthquake activity. These, too, are on the increase. Much has been said already by others about these changes and why they are occurring. Most of all, we want to point out that they serve a purpose not only for the planet, but also in your own growth by having to cope with them. Like the weather, they provide challenges that can help bring your world together. In case you haven't a TMT realized by now, that is on Gaia TMS agenda now. Humanity is to unite as one world, and Gaia is doing her part in bringing this about. Gaia is going through some necessary physical adjustments to accommodate a shift in consciousness. These adjustments will also shift your consciousness. It is a wise plan, although rarely has a world gone through such a rapid transformation. That is one reason we are here. You need the extra help. We are helping Earth make the necessary adjustments. We have the technology that will reduce the disruption to the human population. We are like midwives to your Earth. We have served many other worlds in this capacity, although every world is different. So we are not here just for you but for the planet. Pole shift. There will be a pole shift as part of Earth at EMS changes. It will affect the climate throughout your globe. But to what degree remains to be seen. The extent of the pole shift and its effects are uncertain. It appears that their effects will not be as dramatic as once thought. That is the good news. The bad news is that it will affect life on your planet, as whole populations will need to relocate to accommodate the climate changes. When this will occur is also uncertain. Coping with change. We will help you in coping with the changes, in accordance with what you ask for and with what is in your highest good to receive. We will not transgress your free will by interfering where we are not welcome. We will not give you everything you ask for, however, because that might not be what is best for your evolution. We will establish a partnership with you, but like all partnerships, there must be an equal exchange. What we will ask of you in return is that you set down your nuclear weapons and all other arms and begin to live in peace. So you see, what we want in return is not what the service to self-extraterrestrials want. We ask for nothing in exchange, except what is best for you. We are here to serve you and your highest good. That is not true of the negatives, who will demand concessions in exchange for their so-called help. They do not want to help you, so what comes in the guise of help will not be help. What the negatives want from you is your allegiance, your obedience, your power. It will be important for you to pay attention to the motives of those from whom you seek help. Now, some of you may say that to put down your arms places you in jeopardy, makes you vulnerable to us or to the negative extraterrestrials. The truth is that if we had wanted to conquer you by warfare, we could have done so long ago and could still do it whether you have nuclear arms or not. The negatives did not take that approach either because they knew they have us to contend with if they did. Besides, they prefer to conquer through fear rather than with weapons. That does not mean, however, that they will not try to scare you into submission by threatening you with their weapons. Cooperation is the way to get through these changes, not just cooperation with us, but more importantly with each other. You will learn the power of joining together with others to overcome adversity. Then you will see each other differently. You will see each other not as competitors but as co-creators, and together you will rebuild your societies. The only other option is anarchy and degeneration into service to self. In overcoming your differences and working cooperatively with each other, you will build a new world. So you are faced with only two options, competition and anarchy, or cooperation and peace. Chapter 5, The Role of Evil in the World. In your world and in many others, good evolves from evil. By evil, we mean actions that harm others. By good, we mean actions that evoke love. When evil is done, the perpetrator experiences the result, either immediately or in another lifetime. No evil act goes unbalanced. The law of karma always creates a circumstance by which the lesson of love is learned. You may be wondering why this is. Why have this as a planetary premise? Why not just have good evolving into more good? Well, that already exists on other planets. That is what higher evolution is about. But first, many beings choose to experience evil as a way of evolving into love. It is simply one way the Creator seeks understanding. The Creator explores life through creating circumstances by which to evolve. You, as offshoots, or expressions, of the Creator are the Creatoritym's way of exploring the evolution of good from evil. The Creator is enriched by this exploration, by this experiment. Not all the worlds that evolve this way are like yours. Not all of them, for instance, have beings on them who have feelings like you do. Your species is unique in all creation. Although there are similar creations elsewhere, no one in the universe is exactly like human beings on Earth. The Creator is exploring what it is like to have your unique combination of free will, feelings, sentience, physical form, and spiritual development. It is a difficult combination, to be sure, but one the Creator values for its potential for growth and understanding. Wherever evil exists, the opposite also exists. Even though there are worlds that are based solely on service to self, goodness and love still exist and evolve on those planets. Those who develop love no longer choose to incarnate on those planets. Learning to love makes it possible for them to graduate to planets where they can continue to love and be loved. Love is able to develop on service to self planets because compassion develops from pain, and compassion leads to love. Therefore, Those who are victimized on those planets eventually develop compassion and in turn love. Those who victimize on these planets reincarnate as victims and thus learn compassion. They circle round and round as victim and oppressor as long as they want, but eventually they choose to feel compassion, which releases them from their prison of oppression and pain.